The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is in the software business. The school board approved a licensing agreement Tuesday with two district employees who developed AppTrack, a program for managing Apple devices and applications. School District Attorney Jim DeWitt outlined the fundamentals of the agreement with staff members Kevin Henveld and Mark LaFoon.
The creators will receive 10% each, total of 20% of gross revenue. The balance of 80% of the revenue will come to the district. Expenses that are incurred in marketing the software will come out of a district's pocket. We control that.
DeWitt said the district is an authorized developer for Apple and has already licensed and copyrighted the AppTrack program. He says the district is treading new ground with the business venture.
Alaska doesn't have a lot of school districts that are engaged in any kind of marketing activity. We are a pioneer.
DeWitt urged school board approval of the licensing agreement, saying copyright protection is tenuous and the creators could easily develop a modified version and go off on their own.
It doesn't take much at all to create that new product, to move beyond the copyrighted interest of a software.
School board members felt pressured to approve the agreement despite a warning from Assistant Borough Attorney Jill Dolan that state statute does not explicitly empower the district to engage in a license agreement. Members Silver Cord and Wendy Dominique voted against it. In comments preceding the vote, Dominique expressed trepidation.
I have not got a satisfactory answer where I feel that going forward with this will make this district any richer by getting revenues of 80% and paying out to employees that were paid a salary with benefits already to do the innovative things that they have done.
The school district estimates it spent $10,000 to develop AppTrack, a program it says could have cost $200,000 to buy if another entity did. Member Sharon McConnell reluctantly voted for the license agreement, saying the business deal raises concerns.
You know, if we're going to pay extra compensation or go into the agreements with these employees, you know, down the road, how many more folks are we going to have to do that with? Nonprofit, government entity, whatever we are, going into a for-profit business. That's a concern for me also.
Other school board members were enthusiastic about AppTrack. Board President Christina Brophy pointed to the program as something to be proud of.
Hearing things like, well, Apple's interested in it. You know, all these other districts are interested in, what we have as a product. I think we should take a moment at least to recognize that we had a couple of individuals that did something pretty amazing in our district.
Another board member, Sue Hall, was also supportive, singling out the software venture's financial potential.
I think it's a smart move for us to go ahead and pursue this, enabling the district to gain revenue from a source other than the public treasury.
It's unclear how much money selling the AppTrack program will bring the district. The smallest package, which includes licenses for 25 Apple devices, sells for $500 with an annual renewal fee of $165. The district will also offer AppTrack tech support and training contracts.